Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. That's Mark Knopfler, Amazing Rhythm Aces. No, that's the Dire Straits. That's it. That is. Mark Knopfler's not with Amazing Rhythm Aces. He's with Dire Straits. He is Dire Straits. 7 till. I know you wanted to know that. I'm Jim Blasingame. You just can't go through life without knowing these things, folks. And I try to fill you in whenever I can. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. TurnOnYourFinancialLightBulb.com. That's her website. Also, ProfitabilityChannel.com. Her books are The Ugly Truth About Business, about Small Business, and then The Ugly Truth About
Managing People.
Bingo. And then there's a third one coming out.
Yeah, The Ugly Truth About Cash.
All right. You can't wait for that, folks. You got to make sure you... When is that coming out, Ruth? We can't wait.
Probably next year sometime.
All right. So keep us posted.
I'm putting the finishing touches on it.
We expect to launch it on this show.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about dumb things small business owners do, folks. And Ruth, you just gave us a couple of segments on that. So recently, I bought something, and it was a few hundred dollars. And I have two of these, and it's very clear to this company that I own two of these, and I had one of them replaced, but not the other one, right?
Yeah.
And so that was okay. They did it. They did a great job, and they know me a little bit. And so they didn't build, you know, they didn't make me pay in advance. And so it took me a few days to go by and pay them because for various reasons. But I got ready to go by, and I had their invoice in my hand, and I wanted to call to see if they were there because it was late in the day. Well, guess what? Their phone number isn't on their invoice.
What?
Yes, that's right. So I had to use my Google phone to find their website so that I could. They did have a website, so good for them. But then they had a phone number that wouldn't link from my smartphone. So I had to remember the number to dial it up and go over there. So I go over there and I talk to them. We talk about the doors. Nobody said, by the way, if you'll let us replace that other one, we'll give you a $25 discount, $50. I might have done it. Nobody said anything about that. And then there's another product over there that was intriguing to me, and I walked over and started talking about it. Yo, I didn't know you guys did this. Yeah, we do that. And I asked about prices, and they gave me a little bit of pricing. And then I got ready to leave. She said, thank you.
She didn't ask for the order?
She didn't say, can I have somebody come out and give you an estimate? Not one word. At least she said thank you. She did say thank you, which I was getting ready to have a word with her. She hadn't said that, but she did say thank you. But I'm dropping little hints like crazy, intentionally. I'm not working. I'm not playing her. I'm really interested, and she let me walk out of there. They let me walk out of there without anything.
That's nuts.
Let me tell you something, folks. This is called how do I fail quicker than I would have ordinarily.
Yeah. I mean, I do the same thing. I always tell my clients that they're wearing clothes with their company logo on it or whatever else, you know, that identify them with their company. And somebody starts talking to them, ask whether you can, you know, come by, as you said, or can I send you some information, or can I...
She didn't even offer me a brochure, and I walked over to the product. And this would have been a bigger sale than the one I just made with them.
You're right. Had to go out of business faster.
How do you? I mean, you know, folks. See, this is why I don't blame Walmart. A lot of people are mad at Walmart. They say they put out a bunch of small business owners. Let me tell you something, folks. Small business owners don't need any help going out of business. They're really good at it themselves. You guys, you got to, and you know, I love you, folks. But Ruth, you got to have tough. You got to give the tough love out sometimes.
Yeah, and not only that, they have to know what they don't know and learn about selling. And all somebody can do is say, no, I'm not interested. That's fine. But if you are giving that person clues and giving them signs that you're interested,
How do you, I just don't even, I don't want, the days of being an order taker on Main Street are over.
Yes, definitely.
You have to, number one, you know, what should have happened, before, as I was writing the check, as I handed her the check, she should have said, oh, by the way, did you know we do this over here? She should have taken me over there, even if I didn't walk over there.
Yeah.
That's how you do what you got to do today, folks. Now, don't, Ruth, owners can't presume that their employees are doing that. They got to train them to do it and require them to do it. Last thoughts, Ruth, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is profits are not cash. Profits are profits. Cash are cash. You have to market. You have to tell the world that you're out there. And if you want to see what you need from a financial perspective, take our quiz. It's on the homepage of turnonmyfinanciallightbulb.com.
It's worth the trip, folks. Check it out. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Keep
thanks
up the good
me.
Work. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Ruth joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.